U.S. Envoy Anthony Zinni returned to the Middle East today in a new attempt to broker a ceasefire between Israel and the Palestinians. As Zinni arrived in Tel Aviv, Israeli troops and tanks began withdrawing from Ramallah, the Palestinians' political and commercial capital in the West Bank. In Washington, the State Department called on Israel to pull its troops back from all Palestinian areas it has entered over the past 2 weeks. Joining us now, NPR's Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem. What is the significance, Linda, of this Sharon decision to pull Israeli forces out of Ramallah?
Well, Israel Radio reported that the troops would and the tanks would be out of Ramallah by Friday morning. Israeli analysts say that Prime Minister Sharon is trying to make a goodwill gesture to General Zinni to sort of get his mission started with something positive that can then hopefully be built on by something positive from the Palestinian side and back and forth. Palestinian officials have said that they're not buying. They're saying that Israeli troops and tanks shouldn't have been in Ramallah in the first place, and that it's wrong to consider this a concession by Prime Minister Ariel Sharon.
General Zinni is coming here, though, after an especially bloody period of fighting. So what are the two sides saying about what his chances of success might be?
Well, officials on both sides are saying that they're skeptical that General Zinni will succeed in trying to broker a ceasefire. He has tried twice before, and it hasn't worked. But at the same time, officials are also saying that they will do everything they can to help him. Yet, both sides are putting conditions on a ceasefire. For example, the Palestinians are saying that Israeli tanks and troops have to leave all of the Palestinian areas, including Bethlehem and Qalqilya, not just Ramallah. And Israel says that the Palestinians must first crack down on the infrastructure of these militant groups. And the Islamist Hamas says that they won't observe a ceasefire at all.
Meanwhile, all that bloodshed, the casualty toll in the last couple of weeks has been higher than at any other time since this conflict started almost a year and a half ago. So how is this affecting ordinary people in Israel, also in the Palestinian territories?
Well, ordinary people on both sides are being tremendously affected. The truth is that nobody on both sides feels safe. Israelis, when you talk to them on the street, they say they're sort of always looking over their shoulder. The person next to them be a suicide bomber? Could, you know, the cafe that they're going to stop into be a target for a suicide bombing? They're just sort of waiting for the next attack. Palestinians, for example, in Ramallah for the past few days haven't even gone outside their own door. And all Palestinians can't move outside their own towns and villages. The Palestinian economy has collapsed. The medical system is paralyzed. So ordinary people on both sides are really suffering.
Briefly, Linda, then, with so little trust on the two sides, how can there be negotiation for a ceasefire?
Well, that's exactly the problem, is that neither side trusts the other. Palestinian officials have been calling for a long time for international observers. Until now, Israeli officials have been hesitant. What might be new here is that Israeli officials are now saying that they don't object to these observers if they're Americans. So if there is a ceasefire put in place, that may be a way of starting to monitor it.
Thank you very much. NPR's Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.